the end occurred the first week of April. It's interesting to me, and this word I've never seen any place, but I know it happened because I was there. I was in General Parker's headquarters working in the G2 section in March of 1942. And General Wainwright was there visiting with Parker, and I was in a tent right outside Parker's tent. The two of them came out, and Wainwright was getting set to get in his car and leave. And he turned around to General Parker and said he had just received word from General MacArthur the day before to feed us for 30 days more. General Parker said, "What do we eat after 30 days?" And General Wainwright just turned the palms of his hands up, didn't say a word, turned around, got in his car and drove off. Well, it was about 30 days after that we surrendered. So. I don't think we had even half rations left at that point.
Did you officially surrender, or did they make an invasion and come right up to you at this point that you... Well, how do you do it? Do you wave a white flag like they do in the movies, Ted?
They sent... First, they sent two officers forward with a white flag to get through the Japanese lines, and they did, and to contact the local commander and tell him that General King would like to surrender. So they set up an appointment, and sometime later, I don't remember the details in this time, but General King and some of his staff went forward, met the Japanese, and the countless books that have pictures of this surrender exchange. King surrendered to a Japanese. And in the process, they wanted his saber, but they had to settle for his pistol, because he didn't carry a saber.
He didn't have a saber.